الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We are in the month of Safar. Today is the 26th of Safar. We are coming to the end of the month of Safar. This is the second month of the Islamic calendar. And with regard to the month of Safar, from the days of Jahiliyyah, of ignorance, a lot of superstition is related with the month of Safar. And unfortunately, this has sifted through and carried on till today also. People who are regular namazis, people who are ulama, people who are tabligh jamaat, people who are in the khanqa, but we are still prone to so many types of superstition. And superstition is a form of shirk, of associating partners with Allah Ta'ala. And it affects every one of us. Therefore, it is very necessary that we get enlightened on this subject. Also, unfortunately, this subject is very seldom spoken about superstition. Jadu also has gone over the limit in the sense that we exaggerate it so much. There is jadu, there is no doubt. But it has been exaggerated so much, and that exaggeration is also a superstition. And in case we don't reach to that point now, we will discuss it tonight and we'll have a more detailed talk. But insurance is also nothing but a superstition. It is a myth. If you will Google, one friend of mine in Phoenix explained to me gambling and insurance, the principle it works on, the fundamental principle, there is absolutely no difference. They use the same principle. And gambling is a myth that you become rich. Just like that insurance is a myth and a superstition that you are protected. So we should not be fooled by all these things. Anyway, with regard to this ayat al-kareema in Surah Yasin, which we all should be reciting daily, that also ask ourselves, did I read my Surah Yasin today? How many of us read our Surah Yasin? How many of us who are reading it, how many have corrected our reading, our tajweed, our makharij? We are reading it wrong, we just carry on reading wrong. We should go to some hafid, alim, qari, and at least a reasonable amount. We're not all going to become Sheikh Abdul Samad Abdul Basit. We're not going to become great qaris, but at least it should be reasonably correct. Then those of us who are reading it, even our ulama friends, how many of us are aware of the subject matter? What is being told when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran? Your own heart, how important is it? Your life depends on your heart. Your spiritual life depends on your heart. So Yasin Sharif is the heart of the Quran, but we pay scant importance and reverence and reference to Surah Yasin. Anyway, almost at the beginning, Allah makes mention of one incident in Surah Yasin. That Allah sent three Rasuls to one village, to one town, to invite those people from the kufr and the shirk and come towards Tawheed, come towards Allah Ta'ala. And here also, let us not be carried away that mashallah, we believe in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. But as we will carry on, at every point analyze ourselves and see really we have got Tawheed in us. Well, haven't we also got lot of self-shirk in us? And though it is that shirk, it's not the serious shirk that is associating partners with Allah Ta'ala, but just check ourselves as we're going along. Don't just carry this on for other people, and it's not meant for us. Take it, each one, that this is meant for me. Then Allah helped those three people, but the fourth person also, to give them da'wah. Anyway, they invited them. And Allah's system is, until a person is ignorant, like at the moment, the vast majority of kuffar, they're living a wonderful life of dunya, They're living it up. Now they're all gone for holidays. See how big homes they are living in, what cars they are driving. Many times Muslims get confused. We believe in Allah. We have got problems. We got difficulties. Lot of poor people get confused with this. So this is a system of Allah. Until his message is not delivered properly, he leaves them. They carry on doing their wrong, even as Muslims. As long as we haven't got the proper message of many things, we are given rain, we are given rope by Allah Ta'ala. But when the message has come to you properly, and it has been registered, and still you don't respond, then in this world already Allah takes you to task. Otherwise, you will be taken to task in the hereafter. You will be given free rein in the hereafter. There, even if a person didn't get the message properly and completely, and he didn't believe, a Muslim didn't act accordingly, the problems will be in the hereafter. So in this dunya, Allah will give that person rein and rope that you carry on. But when they get the message properly and still you don't respond, that is why those who know have to be more conscious, have to be more careful. A person who doesn't know, he has got an excuse, I didn't know. So anyway, when this message was delivered by the small people to the people of that town, of that village, properly and fully, and they did not believe, then Allah Ta'ala sent this punishment to them. The first step of punishment that came, that Allah withheld rains. So when it didn't rain, there weren't crops. When there weren't crops, food became scarce, became very expensive. And when food price goes up, everything goes up. A person has got great problems, difficulties. Food is the basic need of man. When you don't get food, then you have got big, big problems. Your big, big houses, your big, big cars. If you haven't got food, what are you going to do? That was one punishment. The other punishment Allah said, that some people believed in these Rasuls, accepted the message, others did not believe. That resulted in disunity in the houses. The husband has believed, the wife didn't believe. The wife accepted the message, the husband didn't. Parents did, children didn't. Community, neighbors, the whole town, there was now fighting. So the people told those Rasuls, "Qalu ta'arifukum ma'akum," that this at the first, "Qalu inna tatayyarna bikum." Those people said, "You people brought all this jadu and these problems and this bad luck upon us. That you people weren't here, the Rasuls, we were living happily. There was enough of food, there were, we had unity, all on kufr. And also, as we are passing, remember, every unity is not good. Some people just want unity at any cost. Unity at any cost is not good. If all the crooks have to unite and share all the ideas of how to rob, what will happen to mankind? All the fraudsters, if they have to unite and they know and they share the tricks of how to rob people, what will happen? So the unity of the crooks is not good. Unity on the basis of truth and righteousness, that is good. So anyway, so they said that, so following at the fire now, you people have brought this bad luck to us, and we have caused this disunity because of you coming, rains are not coming, etc. If you people don't stop with this, according to their language and their way, with your nonsense and your rubbish, that is, like today we said, somebody tells us to make namaz, we say, what rubbish you talking now, Bismillah. Somebody tells us to dress Islamically, to live, give up haram, etc. We regard it as nonsense. What is the world going? How the world, river of the world is flowing. We feel we must flow in that way. How people are dressing, how what people are doing, everyone must just follow suit. So they told them, what do people are stopping us from? Stop your nonsense. Otherwise, we will stone you to death. لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ أَوْ لَيَمَسَّنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Or you will taste a very painful punishment from us. We will torture you, we will hit you, we will smash you to smithereens. Those Rasuls replied and said, قَالُوا طَاهِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. Your bad luck is you yourself, it's not our teaching. In Dukirto, because of our nasihat, our advice, our admonishment, all these problems have come. Not at all. Well, antum qawmun muslimun. You are the people who have gone beyond limits and broken the laws of Allah and not believing. Allah gave you your existence. You don't believe in Him. And that gives you your rosy, you don't believe in it. You believe in idols. You are doing the wrong thing. And this is your bed. It is just like today in our homes. What I said, check ourselves. Don't only think of the idol worship. Don't think only of the Christians who worship Isa al-Islam as a God or the Son of God. But in our own lives, in our own homes, how many of us, we got our TV there, and on top of the TV, we got the idol Kursi written in beautiful golden print. Or we got a small Husna, and we mixing the two. And on the TV, naked woman are coming. On the TV, filthy, dirty things are coming. This is our bed. This is our torture. This is our adab, which Allah is sending. So, all we got a small Husna, the names of Allah written, and we got TV also at the same time. So this is what we are talking about. Our bed is not from outside us. And there is nothing like bed. Our jadu, our evil is within us. It is not from without us. So, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, with regard to when the month of Safar came, people had a lot of superstition. Until today, many people have got superstition with regard to the month of Safar and generally also. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La adwa. That's also a big superstition. And a big myth that they are contagious diseases. And doctors will tell you, he must be in isolation. Nobody must go near him. Put him in ICU. Nobody must go near him. Because diseases are contagious. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared openly, La adwa. There are no contagious diseases. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, who came from a background of superstition, their lives were like that. Our lives are not only background, our lives are in superstition. The question comes, but we see things are contagious. One animal has a disease, that carries on to the next one. One person has a disease, it carries on to the next one. So they ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we see that diseases are contagious. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if it is contagious, where did the first animal get its disease? From which other animal did that animal get its disease? The first person who got the disease, from which other person did he get it? If it's contagious, it must be coming from somewhere. But it started with one person. So Hakim Yusuf, who used to be in Hepworth, mashallah, explained this masala. He was a Hakim, top Hakim. Very beautifully, he says, diseases are not contagious, lifestyles are contagious. For example, the doctors will tell you when you go with a heart problem, first thing, if your father ever had heart problem, your mother, your brother, so it's hereditary. It comes in the family. It is just contagious. It is hereditary. So, he said lifestyles are contagious. People got lazy lifestyles, eating all junk food, eating rich food, not working it out. So that comes from parents to children. And that brings that same disease. The disease is not contagious, the lifestyle is contagious. So that first the sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wala qiyara, wala hamma. These were certain types of superstition. Like today we have got, we're driving, a cat runs across the road, we say accident going to happen in front. Has the cat got the power of causing an accident? A cat saw a mouse on the other side with the light of the car. It ran away fast to go and catch its mouse there. It saw a mouse on the other side. It isn't that the cat, for a person who says, La ilaha illallah, oneness of Allah, Tawheed and the oneness of Allah, and he believes a cat has got power to cause him an accident, what kind of a belief is that? If this is not part of shirk, then what is this? Similarly, we have got this very common superstition. If the cat is meowing at night, we say, Abad, in the morning, we'll get news somebody passed away. The poor cat is giving birth to kittens. It's going through the pains of childbirth. That's why it's meowing and crying so much. Where has the meowing of a cat got the power of causing a death to someone? But this is very common. And the very sad part, in our families, those elderly people who are far from deen, more further from knowledge of deen, but they know all the superstitions properly. And the way they emphasize it in the family, for example, commonly we say that Safar no maino, apra natira raupar, oh God, very hard for the man, the month of Safar. So you have to take out satta. And what satta also they have specified. Half a calico, half a meter of calico, and then some half a loaf of bread, 6 eggs, all this. You must give this in satta, otherwise our men go through great difficulties in the month of Safar. There is absolutely nothing like that. La Safar. Safar, there is nothing like all the superstition of Safar. Also, many people, and this also the elderly, so to say, respectable people of the family, you're deciding on a wedding day, and then they know the Islamic day for yet. Otherwise, you don't know Islamic day. They say, oh, Safar month? No, you can't have Islam, you can't have nikah. Because Safar means empty, there won't be any barakat in that nikah. Where is the month of Safar got the power to remove barakat, etc.? So a lot of superstition it goes with regard to this month of Safar. So we must remove all types of superstition. In the hadith it comes, Al-Mu'minul Qawi khayrun min al-Mu'minul Ba'i. A strong mu'min is better than a weak mu'min. And here is indication, in our attire we must be strong. Tawheed, oneness and the power of Allah. Don't believe in all other things. Don't believe this thing has got power, that thing has got power. Maulana Ghulamullah Khan Sarrahmatullah Alayh, I studied Tafsir under him in Pakistan, I went specially for the cause, and he was known, and he himself says, I'm known as Maulana Ghulamullah Khan Tawheed, that I should beg bayan of Tawheed. And that was particularly, he was speaking against those people who go to the upper kubur, to the graves, and beg for their needs at the graves, who make sajda at the graves, who make tawaf at the graves. He was very much against that, and he spoke openly about that. But he said, and he used to go regularly, they should call him for imtihan at driving the markas. So when he made contact, he says, my whole life I spent making bayan on Tawheed, and I'm famous in the whole of Pakistan as Tawheed, the one who speaks on Tawheed. But he says, my whole life I only spoke on half of Tawheed. What was that? I said, murdo se kuch nahi hota. The dead can't do anything. And as we are passing here, I hope I come back on my point. Many of our local people who accept Islam, they become Muslims, they even go for Hajj, they go 4 months, they do everything. But they believe in their ancestors, that doesn't go out of them. And the Christian missionaries got the same problem with the local people who become Christians. They become Christians, but they believe the ancestors control your life. And if you displease the ancestors, you will have problems in your life. This Islam came to eradicate it quite through completely rub it out. There must be no wrong belief. Our yaqeen and aqeedah with one Allah Ta'ala. So, what was I saying? Indeed. So, the people who believe that the dead control your life. Many of our people believe certain buzur, certain bawa, he controls your life. You can't take bawa's name without wuzu also. Otherwise you'll have problems. You can read Quran without wuzu. Allah has permitted without touching Quran. But you can't take bawa's name without wuzu. All this type of things which people have got, he was very much against them. But he said, I only explained half of Tawheed. He said, a jamaati goes off 3 days in jamaat and he goes full Tawheed. He said, na murdo se hota hai, na zindo se hota hai. The dead also can't do anything, the living also can't do anything. Ek Allah se hota hai. Allah is the only doer of everything. How many of us got yaqeen? I do. If we commonly it is, it can be a mashra for an ijtima, a darul ulum, jalsa, any khanka program, house, wedding, anything we are discussing. Somebody will say, don't worry, I'll take care of this. The catering, leave that to me. The tent, I will organize that. I got contacts and I know. For I own a tent company. I'll come put up the tent. No, inshallah, we will. That means I will be. I got power. Hey, that is also we are associating partners with Allah. That I can do. And we don't say inshallah. Inshallah is not on our tongues today. In everything, if Allah wants, then it will happen. How many people told phone home? We are just 5 minutes away. Get my supper ready. And you know I like my tea before supper. Prepare my tea also. No, inshallah. In 5 minutes a poor man is in a mortuary. He didn't reach home. And accidents or whatever is destined by Allah. But sunnah is to believe in Allah. To trust in Allah. So this is a very important aspect, that the superstition that we have got must come out of us. We must become strong mu'min. Even the weak mu'min also there is goodness in it. But everyone likes the best in everything. The car, if you can afford it, you buy the best car. Your house, if you can afford it, you go for the best house. So for your iman also go for the best. Don't settle for a jalopy in your iman. In a car, you don't want the jalopy. But in your iman, you are satisfied. Well, what's wrong with that? Our namaz, no matter how we do it, without topi, wearing t-shirts and bermudas, and somebody tells you, this is not right. Isn't my namaz made? Yes, namaz is made. But what kind of a namaz? What quality of a namaz is made? So this is a common thing. What's wrong with it? Isn't it just? Isn't it? Show me in the Quran you can't make namaz without topi and without a t-shirt and bermuda. Show me in the Quran where it's written that you can't have a meal without samosas and without chutney and without papad. Where it comes in the Quran. But when it comes to dini matters, show me in the Quran everything. Where in the Quran it comes, you must drive a Mercedes and you must drive a BMW. Why are you insisting on your BMW? So all these, especially the superstition, they are very, and just a little bit on insurance. Insurance, one friend of ours, good friend, his wife was also very pious, he had a life policy. So his wife was against it, she told him, cancel it, it's haram, it's not correct. And I'm not explaining masalas, I'm giving examples. For masalas, ask the Mufti sahab, they will give you the masalas. So he said, you don't worry, the day I die, you're going to love a queen's life. You inherit all my insurance. So she said, I want to love a queen's life with you, not where you did. Hey, this is one worth of insurance. That the person must die first, then you enjoy with your wife, enjoy with your husband. And every month you are paying your installments, and we are suffering, we can't buy the necessities, the installments. So we are paying and making our suffocating ourselves, suffering ourselves for a hope in the future. And the insurance companies, you know, they just look for some loophole and they don't pay out. How many of us must be aware? One doctor in those days who took out an insurance policy of R1 million. Today R1 million is nothing in those days. And he had his wife not only killed, raped in the month of Ramadan at the time of Iftar. And till today he's in hospital, he's in the jail. If he has to come out, he will be killed immediately. He's more safer in the jail. His condition in the hope of getting R1 million, having his wife killed and claiming from the insurance, he came in the newspapers. The Muslims were put to shame. He can't pay his telephone bill also. He can't pay his basic expenses also. So isn't this a mirth? Isn't it a superstition? And not only that, a Muslim woman in our country many years ago has her husband slaughtered, had him chopped up, put him into a bed, and in the women's bed, the dam, she put his body in there. Everyone gets caught. Hey, how many other things? So these are all mirths. So mirths, superstition must come out. Bring truth or oneness of Allah. Trust in that and then see Allah's help. This half help that we're reading Ayatul Kursi also and we're making sure our premiums are paid also. That type of tawakkul, that's not tawakkul. Have full trust in Allah and then see the help of Allah in each one. Inshallah, tonight if Allah wishes after Maghrib, we'll have a more detailed talk on perhaps the same subject, if Allah wishes. And it's very important that we have to take out of our hearts all the superstition and this wrong beliefs. May Allah Ta'ala give us true iman and tawheed on the wonders of Allah. Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Sahib Ajrub Rahmatullah says, Mujhe maut na aaye jab tak ke main raaz-e-tawheed se aagah na ho jaun. Oh Allah, let maut not come unto me until I realize the reality and the secrets of tawheed. Just to say La ilaha illallah is not enough. There is great detail, and we who are in the masjid, we are in need of it. Not only we think of the people who are outside, who are going to churches, who are going to temples. No, we are also in need of this true tawheed. Wa akhiru da'wana.